Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Overcoming Passive Aggression. Revised Edition is a nonfiction psychology and self-help book by Tim Murphy and Lorianne Hoff-Oberlin that examines passive-aggressive behavior as a pattern of hidden anger. The book is aimed at readers who struggle with indirect hostility themselves and at people who are affected by it in family, work, and intimate relationships. Rather than treating passive aggression as a vague personality flaw, the authors frame it as a recognizable pattern in which people conceal their real feelings while acting in ways that conflict with what they actually believe. The revised edition expands the original book with updated material and a new appendix for clinicians and helping professionals. Its purpose is both explanatory and practical. It defines the behavior clearly, traces its origins, and offers concrete strategies for assertive communication and behavior change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, passive aggression as hidden anger, not simple moodiness. A central contribution of the book is its effort to define passive aggression in a precise way. The authors describe it as a pattern in which people do not openly express their real views or emotions, then act in ways that do not match what they honestly think. This matters because passive aggression is often mistaken for ordinary irritability, procrastination, or stubbornness. When the book argues that it is better understood as concealed hostility, by making the emotional mismatch visible, the authors help readers identify behavior that is confusing precisely because it is indirect. That clarity is important for both self-understanding and diagnosis in relationships. If the anger is hidden, then arguments tend to circle around symptoms rather than causes. The book therefore shifts attention away from isolated incidents and toward the underlying communication pattern that produces them. Secondly, how indirect anger damages relationships, work, and daily functioning. The book emphasizes that passive-aggressive behavior does not remain a private or harmless habit. It can undermine trust, create chronic confusion, and make ordinary cooperation difficult in marriages, families, friendships, and workplaces. Because the behavior sends mixed messages, other people are left trying to interpret intentions that are never stated directly, which increases conflict and emotional fatigue. The revised edition highlights how this pattern can spoil relationships, career progress, and overall well-being, showing that the costs are both personal and practical. In work settings, passive aggression can interfere with accountability, teamwork, and follow-through, while at home it can erode intimacy and create resentment on both sides. The book is valuable because it treats these effects as structural consequences of the behavior, not just isolated interpersonal problems. That approach helps readers see why repeated indirect anger becomes destructive over time. Thirdly, childhood origins and the development of passive-aggressive patterns. Another important theme is the childhood origin of passive-aggressive behavior. The authors connect hidden anger to early emotional development and the ways people learn to manage conflict, authority, and expression of needs. This framing suggests that passive aggression is often a learned coping style rather than a random temperament trait. By tracing the behavior back to early patterns, the book makes it easier to understand why some people rely on indirect resistance even when it harms their relationships. The point is not to excuse the behavior, but to explain how it becomes established and why it can feel so automatic. That developmental perspective also makes the book more useful for readers who want change because it identifies the habits that need to be recognized and revised. Instead of treating the problem as fixed, the authors present it as a pattern that can be understood in context and addressed with deliberate effort. Fourthly, assertive communication as the main tool for change. The book gives strong emphasis to assertive communication as a practical response to passive aggression. For people who use indirect anger, assertiveness means learning to state feelings and needs directly rather than disguising them through silence, resistance, or mixed signals. For those dealing with passive-aggressive people, it means responding clearly, setting boundaries, and avoiding the trap of reacting to insinuation with confusion or escalation. The authors present these skills as more effective than trying to interpret every hidden motive or punish every act of defiance. This is one reason the book stands out in its category. It does not stop at description, but offers a usable communication framework. The revised edition also appears to broaden the audience for these techniques, including helping professionals who deal with non-compliant or mixed message behavior. In that sense, the book connects psychological insight with day-to-day relational practice. Lastly, a revised edition shaped for both self-help readers and professionals. The revised edition is positioned as more than a general self-help title. It adds updated research and a new appendix for clinicians, physicians, and healthcare providers, which broadens its utility beyond personal reading. This matters because passive aggression appears in both everyday relationships and professional settings where clear communication is essential. The book therefore serves two overlapping audiences: individuals who want to manage their own anger or cope with someone else's hidden hostility, and professionals who need a reliable framework for recognizing and addressing the pattern. The revised edition also benefits from the author's practical and accessible style, which reviewers have described as clear and easy to use even when the subject is unpleasant. Compared with books that only label passive aggression as annoying behavior, this one aims to explain it, contextualize it, and give readers tools for responding. That combination of clinical awareness and everyday usefulness is what makes it distinctive. In conclusion, Overcoming Passive Aggression. Revised edition should be read by people who repeatedly encounter indirect hostility, by readers who suspect they may use passive-aggressive habits themselves, and by helping professionals who need a practical framework for recognizing the pattern. Its main benefit is conceptual clarity. It explains passive aggression as hidden anger that distorts communication, damages trust, and creates long-term relational and occupational costs. The book is especially useful because it does not treat the issue as a vague annoyance. Instead, it links the behavior to childhood development, interpersonal consequences, and specific strategies for more direct communication. That makes it more grounded than many general self-help books on difficult people or anger management. What differentiates it is the combination of psychological explanation, practical response tools, and a revised edition that speaks both to lay readers and clinicians. Readers looking for a clear, structured account of passive aggression and concrete ways to address it will find this book more focused than broader relationship guides and more accessible than a purely clinical text. If you would like to support Tim Murphy, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.